A few weeks ago, I replayed a program I'd done a few years ago about baby birds killed when pastures are mowed. This is just one of many critical issues facing grassland birds, which include some of the most threatened species in the United States. But it's hardly a black and white issue. I heard from WXPR listener Alex Crockford, who justly notes the large majority of farmers care deeply for the countryside. Any problem they cause is an embarrassment to themselves and their community. Farmers are place-bound and cannot up and move away from their problems. He notes, mowing the first crop in July was more common decades ago when alfalfa was not the chief forage crop in Wisconsin. Alfalfa becomes lignified or woody the longer it stands in the field. And while cows harbor bacteria in their rumen that digest cellulose, they cannot produce milk or meat on lignin. Breeders are working on an alfalfa that holds its quality longer into the summer, but they're not there yet. There is no other acceptable alternative to alfalfa as grasses dry up and do not produce feed in the summer. We have had a hay shortage for the last 3 years due to drought, flood, and crop failure through winter kill. The yield loss due to waiting another month to mow hay would be at least 25%. Most farmers cannot afford the luxury of limiting their livelihoods by delaying harvest. Alex continues, returning cows and young stock to managed pastures offers an opportunity for a win-win deal with grassland birds. Managed grazing livestock farmers move cattle around their farm and use the cattle to harvest forage. This staggers regrowth and hence the grass height. This sets up a pattern that can be used to maintain both quality and wildlife cover. For the farmer, this comes as a benefit for livestock health and in fuel savings and reduced equipment costs. There are even further steps these farmers can take to improve the habitat for grassland birds. These are outlined in the UW Extension Bulletin, Grassland Birds, Fostering Habitat Through Rotational Grazing. I downloaded this pamphlet from the web. It confirms my concerns about early mowing. Quote, over 40 species of grassland birds breed in Wisconsin. In the last 30 years, this group of birds has declined more than any other group of birds in North America and is most in need of help. Annual bird counts have documented the losses. Western meadowlark populations in Wisconsin, for example, fell by nearly 90% between 1966 and 1994. The shrinking populations of grassland birds can be traced primarily to the loss of grassland habitat as new row crop acreage has increased. Also, the timing and frequency of hay harvesting destroys many nests before the young have fledged, end quote. But the booklet goes beyond lamenting the situation to providing strategies farmers can use to provide their cattle with food even as the habitat remains. We can hardly expect to protect every square inch of habitat, but as the human population grows, the amount of land we can set aside exclusively for wildlife habitat is shrinking rapidly. Keeping some habitat values, even as we use land for other purposes, grows ever more important. Grazing rather than mowing as many pastures as possible is, as Alex notes, a win-win. Many fields must still be grown for hay to provide food in winter, but in cases where fields are mown not for hay but for aesthetics or simply to keep land from reverting to forest, mowing should be delayed as long as possible. If you are a landowner or a farmer, check out the UW Extension's excellent pamphlet, Grassland Birds Fostering Habitats Using Rotational Grazing. There is a link to it on my webpage. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.